Listen now to God's holy word. A reading from the book of Numbers. From Mount Hor, the children of Israel set out on the Red Sea road to bypass the land of Edom. But with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert, where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food. In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by the serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. The nations shall revere your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in his glory, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute and not despised their prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. Let this be written for the generations to come, and let his future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy height. From heaven he beheld the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto you. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation, but the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him, I tell the world." They did not realize he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing of my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we see people, first of all, in the first reading, who are sick, because they're complaining, because everything else, but they're sick. And so God brings them healing. And so, too, we are sick. In the world, we are sick. And yet, we got to go and look to that which will bring us healing, the one who has been lifted up. And the one who has been lifted up is Jesus Christ on the cross. So we need to look at the cross, to embrace the cross, to ask Jesus to heal us, That's why he went to the cross, to be our remedy, to be our divine physician. And he goes also not only to die for us, not only to heal us, but to show us how we must live. And in the last line of the gospel, it's exactly the way all of us are called to live. Huh? The last line says, "The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." The second last line. Jesus says, the Father never leaves him alone, because he always does what is pleasing to the Father. That means that we too must always do what is pleasing the Father. You know, you wake up today and you think, if you're at home, what am I supposed to do today? I don't know what to do. You're to do the will of God. That's the purpose. What is God's will for you? You got to ask him today. You just don't sit around and say, I have nothing to do. You're alive today, and if you're alive, God has a plan for your life. And so you got to ask him, what's this plan? What do you want me to do today, Lord? And do whatever he tells you, because whatever he tells you will give you life. Whatever he tells you will prove that you're not alone, because you're doing his will, if you do his will. So don't sit there and worry about it. I have nothing to do. Oh, there's plenty to do. Whatever God wants you to do, ask him and do it and find healing. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.